Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. God bless everybody tonight. Tonight, I would like to announce that this is a new radio station and welcome to our opening. Tonight is the Watchman Report, and we have a lot to cover this evening. We have a lot of news alerts to cover this evening, and we are joined by Brother Barney from New Mexico. So God bless you all for coming in, and we are going to actually open up service. So please, God bless you. Hang on tight. Get your Bibles ready. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hello. God bless you all for coming in. We are Sword of the Spirit Ministry, and we want to welcome everybody for coming in tonight. God bless you all. We're going to open up service, praise God, and then we're going to get straight to the watchmen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, and we ask, Father God, for forgiveness, Lord, if we said anything or done anything wrong, Deborah. Nothing, Deborah, that was pleasing to you, Father. But Deborah, tonight, Father, I come before you, and I ask, Lord, for a hand of protection, Father, to be upon this radio station. I pray tonight, Father, that anointing, Lord, will be upon it in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus tonight, Lord, that you will lead it and guide it. And, Father, that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will flow through it, Father God. Lord, whoever is listening out there tonight, Father, I also pray that they will also be touched by the word. And, Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord, for the word that we are about to receive in the name of Jesus tonight, Father. Tonight, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that no one, Lord, will leave empty-handed, Father, but only be filled, Father, with the Holy Spirit and your word, Father. In Jesus' precious holy name we pray, and we all say amen, and so be it, in the name of Jesus. God bless you all. Thank you, and we welcome all to our new radio station, The Watchman Report. We're going to begin tonight with The Watchman, so I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to turn it over to Barney so he could allow you to know what is our beliefs and move on. God bless you, Barney. It's
amen. Glory goes to God. Thank you all. Thank you all for calling in. God bless you all, and welcome to The Sword of the Spirit. And may God bless this ministry. May God put his hand of blessings and protection upon it in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And we dedicate it to him and give it to him in Jesus Christ's holy name. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, may his word go through this radio ministry and bless others. In Jesus' name, amen. Our beliefs is we are non-denominational. We believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We believe in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to die for our sins on the cross. And we also believe on the third day he's risen and he's alive and doing very well. Praise his holy name. We also believe he's coming back one day at the seventh trumpet, the last trumpet. We believe you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. And we also believe in the Old Testament and the New Testament and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this ministry is not affiliated with any other radio program or prayer line. It's Sword of the Spirit, and amen. Glory goes to God. Nancy, back to you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. So I guess I will start tonight. We have the Watchman Report, news from around the world. These are news alerts for the end days. So let us begin. God bless everybody. 2 million pounds of dead fish in New York's wealthy Southampton shore. About 2 million pounds of smelly dead fish that died in a massive fish kill have found a new resting place in Shinnecock Bay. Many of the fish who died in a massive bunker fish kill on the east end more than 2 weeks ago have landed in the tidal pools on the bay side of Shinnecock Bay in the village of Southampton. The fish are located close to rich and famous homes on Meadow Lane. Caldwell, one of the people in charge of helping clean up the fish, Caldwell says he is concerned about cleanup funding and believes the town are going to run out of money. He says he hopes to see some federal disaster money to help in the cleanup effort. Moving along in our report here. And here we go. This is very important. Please, everybody, God bless you. Listen closely. 600 VA dental patients possibly exposed to HIV and hepatitis. Nearly 600 patients who received dental care at a Wisconsin Veterans Affairs Medical Center may have been exposed to HIV, hepatitis B, and C, and now face an anxious wait to find out if they were infected earlier this week. Officials said a dentist at the Toma VA Medical Center improperly reused his own dental equipment instead of using the sterilized disposal tools as VA rules require. It was purposeful that he was violating VA regulations, said Victoria Bram, acting medical director at the Toma VA Center in a press briefing earlier this week. During all of the orientation, he used our equipment. He used it approximately, so it was very purposeful from what we found in your investigation, that he knew exactly what he was doing and preferred to use his own equipment against procedures. So please, if you're going to a dentist, be extra careful, triple careful, and you know how clean they are. Very, very important. 600 people has actually spread it with the virus of HIV. So that's what we have tonight. Back to you, Barney.
Well, pretty serious stuff. Person has to be careful where they go to the dentist, amen?
A
fundraiser for Donald Trump and Pence assassination uncovered on a dark website. A dark website is trying to raise money to gather expert advice with a view to allegedly assassinate President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence. The site, which CSO reports, went live last week and calls for assassination to fund an assassination attempt on Trump and future image of the president-elect in crossfires. The website is located on the dark web and can be accessed only using a Tor browser, which makes IP address. As you all know, well aware and are well aware of consequences of having Donald Trump and Mike Pence as the leaders of the free world is extremely dangerous, they say. The website reads, political, environmental, and social consequences will change the United States for the worst. Pointing to the rise of several white supremacist movements like the KKK and the neo-Nazi, the site promoting assassination says trying to eliminate other Americans and different origins cannot be tolerated. We as a society have come so far to go back to this. It adds, the site authors claim they are part of a well-known organization, has always defended and protected the rights of all people against crooked governments and regimes using different cyber attacks. It says it now needs to go further, as it will require much more than cyber attacks to defend ourselves and to avoid civil war and another world war. What do you think of that? Oh, Nancy, back to you.
Wow. Praise God, amen. Amen. UN General Assembly supports resolution ignoring Jewish ties to Temple Mount. On December the 2nd, the UN General Assembly overwhelmingly voted to support a resolution that used solidly Muslim language to describe the Temple Mount out of the United Nations. 193 member states, 147 voted in favor, 7 voted against, the 8 abstained. The Jerusalem resolution was one of 6 resolutions condemning Israel and supporting the Palestinians that the General Assembly approved on Wednesday as part of its special annual session for the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people, which began on Tuesday. All the European member states present in the room voted in favor of the resolution, countries such as France, Italy, Germany, and the United Kingdom. Oh, excuse me, I just lost my 1 second here, Barney. God bless you guys. Sorry. I'm getting a little confused here. Sorry, just 1 second. Balm of Gilead Innocent Plants revived in time for the Third Temple. Barney, you have to listen to this. This is amazing. Reported by Julie Staddle, the Bible speaks of the balm of, I believe it is Gilead. I'm going to say Gilead. It was a real plant in the ancient Holy Land, used in medicine, cosmetics, and even for worship in the Jewish temple. Now, a modern-day Israeli farmer is reviving the biblical agriculture along with frankincense and
myrrh.
But
myrrh.
He's also myrrh. Thank you. where was I here? I lost my place. 1 second, please. But he's also getting some resistant meat. A visionary farmer and possible provider of plants needed for incense for a future third temple. This is the balm of Gilead Farm. This is the nursery. The vision was to make agriculture of the balm of Gilead and then to make an industry out of it. They're still in the early stages, but already he's helping turn the desert green in a tract of land near the Dead Sea in Jericho. That plant, Barney, was there actually what it says. And now they're actually bringing that plant back up alive. By the time that the third temple arrives and is built, that plant will be actually grown and blossomed.
Wow. So it was used during the temple service, and now that plant is back in action.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And we have one more thing to go. Religious freedom law doesn't require removing God from currency judge rules. On December the 2nd, a district court judge in Ohio has upheld the continuously of having the national motto, "In God We Trust," on United States currency, rejecting the most recent legal attempt by atheist activist Michael Newdow to strike the phrase. Pearson of the Northern District of Ohio rejected an effort by a group of plaintiffs to strike the motto from American money under the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. In a ruling issued on Wednesday, Judge Pearson reasoned that the RFRA was inapplicable because the plaintiffs cannot demonstrate that the use of the motto on currency substantially burdens their religious exercise. Credit cards and checks allow plaintiffs to conduct the bulk of their purchases with currency not inscribed within the motto. How do you like that?
Well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, back to you, Barney.
Mainstream media picks up on an imminent danger of Islam in America breaking Israel news. Islamists compounds all over United States stockpiling weapons in preparation for jihad against Trump. Multiple Confederate source inside of a powerful jihadist group within the United States have informed the Christian Action Network and the Clarion Project that members have been told to arm themselves in anticipation of riots by the Trump administration and Pakistan-based spiritual leader of Muslims of America, MOA. Also told top MOA officials known as Oval Office to order all unarmed members and obtain firearms license and handling permits in order to resist riots on the group's approximately 22 compounds that they expect to happen under the Trump administration. In addition, security was also called up, and assault rifles have been mentioned as described. The group now expects the FBI to reopen its case against them as the homegrown terrorist organization. One of the confidential sources told Martin Moyer of the Christian Action Network and Ryan Morio of the Clariton Project. The source independently stated that members across the country were told of instructions from Shiai Jalini to be prepared to fight. And there are 22 of these compounds in the United States. And some of the states are Portland, Oregon, California, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, looks like Missouri, and states around the Great Lakes, Ohio, D.C., and Florida. And there's 22 states in these compounds are compounds of Islamics with weapons ready to go. Amen. Back to you, Nancy.
Amen. Amen. In Ohio, 2016, Ohio bill protecting pastors who declare false clears House committee. As the Pastor Protection Act has cleared a state House committee, but it is not certain whether lawmakers have enough time to pass the legislation this year. H.286 presented by RP. In instance, voted to initiate a wedding.
You're breaking up pretty bad. Your phone is breaking up pretty bad.
Can you hear me?
Now I could.
Okay. Punishment in instance when they decline to officiate a wedding that is unbiblical or disallow their church building from being used for such ceremonies. No ordained or licensed minister or religious society is required to solemnize a marriage that does not conform to the ordained or licensed ministers or religious society sincerely held religious beliefs. It reads in part, no religious society is required to allow any building or property of the religious society to be used to host a marriage ceremony for a marriage that does not conform to the religious society's sincerely held religious beliefs. So what is that stating right now is basically they have found a loophole that the state of Ohio does not have to partake into marrying gay people. So that's a good thing. So we have some good news. Some.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Just give me a second here. My computer's just running a little bit slow. And God bless everybody for having some patience. One second here. A magnitude 6.0 earthquake strikes eastern Indonesia. No tsunami alert. That's a good thing. December 15, 2016. A strong earthquake of 6.0 magnitude has hit the coast of eastern Indonesia on Monday morning, according to the United States Geological Survey. Experts said the undersea quake struck at about 190 kilometers northeast of Maumere, a holiday destination in Flores, at a depth of 522 kilometers. The quake occurred at 9:13 a.m. local time. Indonesia's disaster agency said the officials were checking to see if the quake had any impact, as there were no immediate reports of any casualties or damage. The authorities also said the quake did not trigger any tsunami alert. Indonesia is poised on the highly seismically active zone, Pacific Ring of Fire, which is known for collisions of tectonic plates, and hence it experiences frequent earthquakes. Back to you, Barney.
Well, amen. President of Turkey and Rubin has repeated his call on citizens to convert their foreign exchange into gold or Turkish lira, claiming that some circles that could not destroy Turkey by tanks and rifles are now trying to hit the country economically. Those who keep the dollar or euro currency under their mattress should come and turn them into liras or gold. And Rubin said in a speech in Central Annihilation Providence, Kayseri, on December 4th. I have one more here. DOG will not investigate threats. Why? The DOG was very interested in assuring a fair electrical process, but seems not interested in an investigation of the DIT threats made toward electrical college in states that were to President-elect Donald Trump. Washington's Attorney General Loretta Lynch deployed 500 monitors to 67 jurisdictions in 28 states, with polling stations during the presidential election cycle and especially on election day. Some have wondered, then, why the Justice Department and the FBI will not investigate the recent claims that threats and harassment of those electors as per violation of Section 11B of Voting Rights Act 52 U.S.C. 10307. According to the report, the Daily Caller calls once unaware when the attempt to talk to someone at the DOG. An attorney, J. Christian Adams, who previously worked in the DOJ Civil Rights Division, appeared unsurprised by the department's reaction, telling the D.C. in a statement Thursday, the Justice Department should not be investigating the brutal attacks on Trump's voters caught on video and the death threats to Trump's electors. In other words, what they're saying, the threats that was made to Donald Trump's voters was caught on video, and they do not want to investigate the person that threatened the electors. Amen. Back to you, Nancy.
Well, Brother Barney, I have nothing else left to actually report this evening. I will save the report about destiny at the end. So God bless you. Please go ahead. Move forward.
Okay. Amen. In harsh criticism, Kerry says Israel must choose between settlements of two states, addressing the Sabian foreign and D.C. states. Secretary says the U.S. will not back unfair U.N. sanctions on Israel-Palestinian. carry Israel heading to the place of danger, remarks by the U.S. Secretary of State on Sunday are being quickly interpreted by Israeli media as harsh criticism and undiplomatic before a predominantly pro-Israel audience in Washington. John Kerry warned that the Jewish state is heading to a place of danger because of its government politics towards Palestinians. Kerry responded to questions from journalists, moderator, and several people to the audience at the Brookings Institute annual Sibian Forum, characterized the long-stalled peace process as getting worse and moving in the wrong direction. A stingy rebuke is how the Independent Times Israel characterizes remarks in an online statement. Change my page here. Give me a second. There we go. Israel will require all citizens to be biometrically scanned. For years, Bible prophecy teachers have warned about the last day attempt to place a mark on everybody and every individual in a fulfillment of foretelling from the book of Revelation in the New Testament. But will it be the Holy Land of Israel itself that will be the forerunner to implement the mark of the beast? The Jerusalem Post has reported that the Interior Minister has decided to push to make joining the National Biometric Database, including taking fingerprints, facial recognition pictures, requirement for all identity cards going forward. There has been a backlash from the group called the Movement for Digital Rights. They oppose the required mark on the ground that it invades privacy and also opens individuals up to a cyber attack in the future. In 2009, Israeli Knesset enacted the inclusion of biometric means of identification in identity documents and in an information database. The law establishes arguments to enable identification and authentication of Israel residents by means of including biometric data on identification documents in the manner that will prevent forgery and the use of different identity. The law regulates the establishment of biometric database, which will be managed by a dedicated and separate authority. The Biometric Database Management Authority, and in which the biometric information will be kept in a secure and encrypted manner separated from any other communication network and participation in population registry. The database will not include any identification information of its residents of Israel. According to the law, smart document ID cards and travel documents will include the following biometric means of data: the image of facial features and images, fingerprints, both forefingers, which are means of identification attended of preventing fraud and identity theft. The smart document, which include many overt and covert security measures that cannot be forged, will provide its holder with personal security and peace of mind against the document forging, against identity theft and impersonation. Other benefits include the smart card ID will show its holders, should they wish to do so, to safely identify themselves online from home and save significant time and hustle when obtaining government service from government websites using a personal password for electronic identity authentication. The smart card will allow the use of certified electronic signature for those who choose it. The new passport is at the global forefront of using sophisticated anti-counterfeit measures and designed according to the standard of the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, under the auspices of the UN. More than 100 countries are already using passports and smart electronic travel documents. Under the standard, the technology embedded in the new passport will enable faster travel airports at border crossing in Israel and in, around the world, and will facilitate the process of border control. How will proponents of Israel as the centerpiece of Bible prophecy respond to this news that the Holy Land may actually be the first nation to require a mark? How can Israel be God's favored nation and implement the anti-God forerunner to the mark of the beast? Will evangelical leaders call out Israel for this, or will they continue to bluntly ignore other actions such as celebration of homosexuality and apparently connection to ISIS? On September 29th of 2016, there was a report that mentioned that United States and Israel and Saudi Arabia was backing up ISIS. Jabhat al-Nusra unit commander Abu al-Is told Colonel, their names are too hard to pronounce, newspaper journalist Jordan Tandenhofer that the U.S., Israel, Saudi Arabia support and arm terrorist groups in Syria. Jerusalem Post posted on June 3rd about the gay pride parade in Tel Aviv. And they will also have that again this year in June. Revelations 11, starting at verse 3. I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,284 a score days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before God. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Those have the power to shut heaven, that it rain not in those days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them into blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lay in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. There you go. This is why they are called Sodom and Egypt, spiritually, where also our Lord was crucified. Although that those who say they are Jews but are not are the ones that do run the worldly system. So we can call this an inside job even. The UN, the Vatican, the religious system is Esau, Jacob's twin brother, and run the Jesuits, and they call the shots. Those that say that they are Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And those are the ones that are calling all the shots. In Revelation 13:16, it says also, it caused all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no man can buy or sell unless he has the mark that is the name of the beast or his number. This calls for wisdom. Let one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. What we have to understand is that not all those that call themselves are Christians are really Christians. In the same matter, because there's Jews in Jerusalem, not all Jews are Jews. And Revelation 2 says, and I know the works, Revelation 2, verse 9, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of those which say that they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, and that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation for 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. So although they have their plans in the world, God has his plans too. And God always has the final word. Also, biblical pillar of cloud protects Israel from ISIS over the Golan Heights. A startling video which has been shared over 140,000 times on Facebook reveals without a doubt the hand of God protecting Israel against her enemies. The video posted on Thursday by Israeli News Online shows that appeared to be an enormous pillar of cloud, dust, and rain hovering over the dangerous border between Israel and Syria. And in every area where ISIS militants had attacked the IDF forces for the first time 4 days earlier, most incredibly, the mysterious cloud ended precisely at the border without entering Israel's Golan Heights region, seeming to afflict the Syrians' side while not harming Israel. The strange storm of what appears to be dust, cloud, and rain did not cross the border fence into Israel. It set like a barrier between ISIS and Israel. The Facebook posted read, a startling video which has been shared to over 140,000 people, actually read, and it's still going on. Amen. Also, it says, days before the appearance of the strange cloud barrier, a call for ISIS militants on the Syrian side of the border had fired on an IDF patrol in the Golan, making the first time that the Islamic State had over directly attacked Israel forces. The IDF soldiers immediately returned fire and killing all four attackers of Israeli fighters jets responding by the strike targets within Syria. No Israeli soldiers were hurt. Between Israel's swift military victory and the pillar of cloud, which appeared over the border, ISIS should have a clear warning. This land is under divine protection. Amen. In Numbers 14, verse 11, the Lord said unto Moses, how long will these people provoke me? And how long will it be they believe me not. For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and a mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear of it, for thou broughtest up this people in the might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. For they have heard that thou, the Lord, art amongst his people, that thou, O Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and thou goest before them by day in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire by night. Amen. So that is a warning to the world, because God knows everything and sees everything and knows the plans. And just so happened, a day before this cloud, the United Nations already made plans to divide Israel. With or without Israel, they want to make the plans and go ahead, but the United States is against it. But in any way, God is showing, because that is his land, and nobody shall divide it without major consequences. And whatever is going to happen will happen, but God always has the final word, the final say-so. Amen? Glory goes to God.
Amen.
And that's all I have for now, Nancy. Back to you.
Well, Barney, God bless you. And yes, actually, we have two more things. This is very, 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 very important. In the prison camps, in prison wards, they are using actually a cough syrup prescribed by doctors. It's a cough syrup, and for them to actually take it. And why are they actually, what are they doing to this cough syrup? Is actually they're putting in an advice chip. It is a liquid form chip. It's a tracking chip, but in liquid form. And that people will take it, and that the government will actually can track these prisoners if they try to escape or something like that. Barney, I'm going to just mute you for a second, okay? God bless you. And anyway, getting back to that, so now this liquid form cough syrup with a micro tracking chip is actually going to be used here all over now, for not just prison wards, but now for regular people, your children. People are using this tracking liquid form cough syrup to give to children, so that if they go missing or if people are missing and kidnapped, it doesn't matter what it is, they're giving it to people normally, so that they can be tracked down and that they will be actually in the system, literally. And it is by a cough syrup. So I wanted to share that with everybody this evening. Also, to be aware and to be careful of this liquid form chip. And you can actually read up more on it. And it is true. It's true, guys. It's out there. Second of all, we have an amber alert. A little girl named Destiny, that is 13-year-old, has been missing now from, I believe, 3 or 4 days now, Barney. We wanted to tell everybody out there, please, God bless you. I know that we have a lot of people listening from around the world this evening. Please, she's been missing since 3 to 4 days now. The parents are worried. Whoever you are, if you are Gypsy or American, please, God bless you, if you're listening to this message and you have seen her or maybe know where her abouts would be, please, God bless you, you can reach me on Instagram, Just Pray With Faith, or Sword of the Spirit. Her mother and father's name is Joey and Sally. They're also on Instagram. And if you have any information that you can share with us, please, God bless you. Do not hesitate for one moment to call. I will allow you to have my number, 817-818-6583. So please, there is no updates on her. They have not found her yet. So just please keep that in prayer also. We're going to pray for her and her family tonight in Jesus' name. Barney, did you have anything else to say? God bless you.
Yes, that website, I believe it's Joey and Polly, if I'm not mistaken. But if you go to our Instagram, you could see it. My Instagram is Sword of the Spirit, /Ephesians 6:17, and you'll see it on there on Nancy's Instagram. And Nancy mentioned also about the cough syrup. They're putting this liquid stuff in liquid form to track down prisoners in case they escape, or when they release them, they could track them down. And there is confusion about this chip, the RFID chip. People say that's not the mark of the beast. People say that is the mark of the beast. And I just need a minute to clarify the confusion. If you take the chip out of your cell phone and lay it down on your desk, on your table, anywhere, it's just a chip. It's dead. It's nothing. But as soon as you put it in your cell phone, it is activated electronically by electromagnetic waves, and it sends and receives information. The same way the RFID chip will react in a body when it is connected to the one giant big computer that is called the beast. And that beast system is connected to the worldly one world government beast, the beast system. So is it the mark of the beast? Not directly, but indirectly it is connected. And anything that is connected two will become one. So yes, it is by itself, it is nothing, but it is part of the beast system. Amen. I hope everybody understands that.
Amen.
Nancy, back to you.
Amen. Yes, God bless you, Barney. Well, let us pray for a little destiny in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. And Father God, we lift up Destiny, Joey, Father, and Polly, Father God. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that Father, we know that she is lost. But Lord, I know that I know in the name of Jesus, Father God, that she will be found, Father. Lord, I pray tonight that a hand of protection, Father, will be upon her, Father, wherever she may be, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you will lead her and guide her straight back home to her mother and father, Father, safe and sound, Father. For no weapon shall form against her, Father, for not one strand of hair on her head, Father, to be moved. Father, for not one scar to be upon her, Father God. But Deborah, that she will come home safe and sound. Deborah, or make a way, Father, where there is no way, Lord. Father God, what seems to be impossible for us, Father, everything is possible for you, Lord. So tonight, Father, we leave this and we surrender it into the palm of your hands, Father, and ask, Lord, that you will keep her, Father, under your wings, safe and sound. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we say amen, and so be it. Amen. Well, Barney, I'd like to give our amen. If you are all done, I'd like to give our announcements for the rest of the week. God bless everybody. Amen. We have Wednesday night with me. I will be sharing Judy, our sister Judy, and our sister Raquel. We're going to be sharing on Wednesday night at 10 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock, I believe it's Mountain Time. No, yeah, I am right. 8 o'clock Pacific time and 11 o'clock Eastern time. So please do not miss out. Follow us on Instagram. And then we will actually have Friday night. Brother Barney will be sharing the true word of God also. So Wednesday and Fridays we'll be preaching the word of God. And God bless everybody for coming. Amen. Barney?
Amen. Glory goes to God. I want to leave everybody with John 17:17, and it says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Thank you all for calling in and joining us, and God bless each and every one of you, and have a good night. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Barney. God bless you. And God bless your family and your wife. praise God. And I guess we'll see everybody on Wednesday. Amen. Do not forget to come in. Amen. Barney, amen.
Amen. God bless your husband.
Praise God. Good night, Barney.
Good night, Nancy.
Thank you.